this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, visiting a remarkable neighborhood known as West Central that in 1976 won the honor as Fort Wayne's first locally designated historic district. Earlier in 1984, the area was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The West Central region has experienced a revival of its former grandeur and its fine homes, beautiful churches, and commercial buildings. The construction of an inn known as the Rock Hill House in 1838-1840, which became one of the grandest buildings in early Fort Wayne, gave a hint to the fine architecture that was to come. For a time, this was the best hotel in town, although it was rather far from the center of activity. It was a little like a country estate, with a special ornate omnibus employed to bring visitors, such as presidential candidate Stephen A. Douglas, from the downtown train stations to their country quarters. At about the same time, pioneer Thomas Sweeney built his Federalist-style home along the St. Mary's River, and not far to the north, also along the river, the Methodist College for Women opened its doors. So, too, the prominent pioneer banker Hugh McCulloch built his great Greek Revival mansion near the site of the first French fort along another bend in the St. Mary's. The fine homes of the town's emerging merchant and professional aristocracy soon began to appear in the new fashionable West End. At the turn of the 20th century and throughout the decades before World War II, the West Central neighborhood was the home of wide tree-shaded boulevards, grand mansions and fine homes, such as those of Noble Olds, the Mossmans, the Themes, the Peters, the Bells, and the Edsels. Many of these places became the homes of Fort Wayne's first arts and cultural organizations, such as the Historical Society and the Sweeney Home, or the Museum of Art in the Theme Mansion. A lack of interest in these fine, but now quite outdated buildings, settled on the community after World War II. Expansion, parking lots, renovations, modernization, and aluminum siding became the order of the day. Grand, one-of-a-kind buildings like the Ewing House were lost. In the 1960s, however, a movement to save these structures began, and by the National Bicentennial Year of 1976, Fort Wayne Area's Historic Preservation Organization, ARCH, was formed. It began to advocate preservation and rehabilitation as an alternative to destruction and harmful cover-up. Today, the West Central Historic District is a model for preservation, rehabilitation, and creative renovation. Why not come out and see it for yourself? And learn more about ARCH, located at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets, by going online at archfw.org. Well, that's all the time we have for now, but as we continue, we'll take a look at the families, individuals, structures, places of worship, schools, parks, and companies that make up the historic West Central District. Please accept an invitation to join me, Tom Castaldi, next time as we return for another venture out on the Heritage Trail. Thank you.